Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And here to help us with that is, as usual, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is now. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, Mike, since the Great Recession, I mean, going on 10 years ago now, average compensation in South Carolina relative to the rest of the country, the gap's been growing. I mean, we all know that wages here aren't as high as the rest of the country, but I think what's a little bit disconcerting is that gap has been getting bigger. And we all recognize there's a growing inequality among individuals in the country, but we don't necessarily recognize there's a growing inequality among states. And I want to take a little bit of exception with a guest last week, Frank Hefner from College of Charleston, who said he didn't think us competing for the Amazon headquarters was a good thing for the state. And what he was focused on was there's kind of a bidding war going on, and he was concerned about the incentives that were being put up for that. And I think we're all concerned about that. And he was concerned that maybe South Carolina is not the best fit for, you know, something this large. And there's some truth to that, too. But what one of the things they did was they were very clear about what it took to recruit a headquarters location like this. And if we had gone through the process of thinking about what it would take to get to Amazon, how can we make our best case? You know, what do we have that's distinctive from anybody else? Because what this would represent was a facility that had people that were much higher educated than the average in the state, so their wages were higher than average in the state. It's the kind of game changer that can begin to bend that curve so that we start to close the gap with other states. Now, I think all of us look at this and realistically think, you know, this is going to, you know, a top 10 U.S. city. But the day after we submitted this proposal, I think we could have turned our focus to who else in the world would find us interesting as a headquarters location. You know, we have one model of this, which is Michelin. We got their branch manufacturing, we got their R&D facility, and then we got their North American headquarters. Where else can we replicate that model to recruit, you know, higher-end activities and headquarters to the state? Because I think that's what it's going to take to really transform economic development.
And so what you're saying then is just going through the process, even knowing chances were super slim, the process itself would be beneficial.
That's right. It starts to get us to think about, you know, what assets we have that are distinctive from others. Amazon is a big distribution company, for example, and we have the port. We have a couple of inland ports. You know, we have a very strong transportation logistics cluster. You know, they could have a headquarters location here right next to their North American port of entry.
And then, of course, we have the Greenville-Spartanburg area, also known as Charlanta.
Well, Charlotte's kind of a bedroom community of Rock Hill, isn't it? but, you know, you're right. I mean, we're kind of located between Charlotte and Atlanta, so that's a good thing. And so we got three, you know, up-and-coming research universities with some really strong top talent. We've got some cities that are starting to be recognized nationally for the quality of life, Charleston and Greenville in particular. And so if I was down in Charleston, SC Bio, and I saw some of the folks at the Charleston Regional Development Authority, and we had some really good conversations in this vein about how do we begin to rethink economic development, leveraging the historical assets we have. And we don't have to say what we did was broken. It's not. We've been pretty successful in recruiting a lot of manufacturing here. I think those are the global relationships we have, and now we can actually build on those relationships to how do we bring in higher value-added kinds of jobs and kinds of activities that can dramatically increase the average compensation in the states. I don't think we were going to get Amazon because I think they're going to a top 10 place in the United States, but I think the process could have helped us.
Well, John, how's that business calendar looking?
Well, we got a garden and gun show coming up. That sounds like a really fun South Carolina type of event. And then the next venture forum is going to happen up in Greenville. They're bringing in venture capitalists from around the southeast. And then, you know, there's a million cups all over the state for entrepreneurs to plug in with other entrepreneurs. So listeners might find all of those interesting.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.